Welcome to the CSL Olympia podcast. In this episode, you will hear an opening prayer, followed by a talk. You can learn more about us at our website, cslolympia.org. Blessings.
So in that lovely awareness, that Spirit overflows all the time over all of us, that life, that energy continues to be happening even in the moments when I think I'm being still. There's still energy flowing because that's all there is. Each of us is energy. Each of us is of that energy we call God or Spirit or other names. But we are of it. We aren't separate from it. I am of that energy. And what I know is that when I declare, calling, how that energy is going to show up in my life, I get that. I plant flower seeds and I get flowers. So this morning I plant love. Of course, I didn't have to plant it. It's already there. I plant the awareness of it in my own heart. I open myself to the awareness of love and how it shows up every day. So it shows up today as the people in this room. Love, holding hands, laughing together, supporting each other. This is community. This is the way love shows up in my life as community. This is the way love shows up because this is the way I plant the seeds, and this is why it shows up. Today I know I am planting awareness. I am planting gratitude. I am planting joy. I am planting growth, learning, understanding, compassion. Asking to be aware of all these God qualities for myself. And guess what? It happens. I planted the seeds. The seeds grow. So I'm grateful to know this. I'm grateful to know that each of us can choose to plant seeds of understanding, seeds of love, and seeds of growth into our own awareness. It's already there. Like I said, it's already there. I just opened the room. More metaphors. I become willing. It's lovely. I invite you to join me in knowing it's always there. So these words today go into that law that's already growing. They become seeds in the ground, and Spirit takes on the job of having them show up. It's all good right now, here. And I am grateful for this good, overflowing as it is. And so it is.
You know, I realize we always say good morning to the folks in the room, and we say good morning to the folks online right now. But there's another group, actually, that comes in later on. That's the folks who watch us after the talk is over, somewhere during the week on Facebook, you know. So I just want to say hi to you folks also. I know sometimes my next-door neighbor Steve over there is that person who isn't here on Mondays but watches us later in the day, or on Sundays and watches us later in the day, later in the week. So this whole year, we're looking at a theme called a grand rising. expanding, something, you know, greater than we've ever done before. And we've come through last month, we came through divine discomfort. Aren't we glad to be through divine discomfort?
Yeah.
We're not. I hate to tell you, we're not. But today and this month, we're looking at the idea of that's how we've never done it before. That's how we've never done it before. So buckle up for the month, because we're going to do some fun things we've never done before. So one of them will happen a little bit today, later on. I was presented with a pie chart yesterday, a pair of pie charts yesterday about the structure of the service and how we could shift it a little bit. So we're going to play with that today. But our theme today is it's a brand new baby day. It's a brand new baby day. Every day is a brand new baby day. And so when we think about a brand new baby, we kind of get excited. It all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Until we remember how many of you have been parents. How many of you have been babies? You might remember that the first couple of weeks, months, years, are not convenient, are they? There's a little discomfort that still happens, yes? You know, they're inconvenient. Babies need changing and feeding. I remember when my wife and I had our first baby, we went from having these wonderful intellectual conversations to discussing input and output of the baby. And that was about our only topic, and then sleep. And that was about our only topics of conversation for several months. Okay. Often we have a lack of sleep. We've got a whole disruption of our regular routine. Yes? Yep. A baby does not fit conveniently into our regular schedule. And a brand new baby day doesn't fit conveniently into the lives we've had. Yes? Ooh. Where are you going with this, Reverend David? This is why so many people abandon their New Year's resolutions within a month or so afterwards, is because they don't fit into the convenient lives that they already had. And we can give up resolutions. We can't usually give up the babies, right? That's kind of frowned upon in our society, you know, badly. Okay? But any new undertaking that requires shifts in behaviors, the shifts aren't convenient. And we have this horror of horrors, discomfort of either stepping into something really new and saying, yes, I am going to do this, or going back. And the truth is that none of us really want to go back. So let's take a look at how we break out of that pattern. Let's take a look at how we prepare for a new baby. First of all, we do prepare for a new baby, yes? You know, most of us don't usually get, you know, other than if you're, you know, in Harry Potter, a baby dumped on your doorstep and say, hi, you have a new baby. You know, we have 9-month gestation period as the average human being, yes? You know, the body of the mother prepares for the baby. And then we have a baby shower, and we prepare a room, and we buy clothes. You know, we try to decide, are we buying blue? Are we buying pink? Are we staying neutral? You know, whatever. But we prepare the space. We prepare for the baby. We have baby showers, so we get support from our friends. We have people who we talk to who are experienced people to help plan the birth process, including having contingency plans if anything goes wrong during the process. Yes? So we do this planning, we do this preparation, yet with all that preparation, when the new baby actually shows up, through the discomfort of the birthing process, I'm told that it's uncomfortable. My brother-in-law once had his finger broken by his wife during the middle of delivery. It's important to celebrate and focus on the wonderful new life, and not the discomfort and getting caught up in that discomfort, yes? Where do we put our attention? And it's the same with our lives, with our brand new baby days. Every day when we wake up in the morning, we can either get caught up in the discomfort, we can get caught up in our problems and our challenges and our inconveniences and hardships of life. Anybody besides me? Right? Okay. We can get caught up in those, or we can wake up in gratitude and celebration that we have a brand new baby day to play with. As I like to say, any day that I wake up and I'm looking down at the dirt instead of up at the dirt is a good day. Yes? We have a fresh canvas to paint upon. We can remember this as Ernest Holmes reminds us that principle is not bound by precedent. This infinite universe is not bound by what came before. We can change. We can change it. We can change it. And we do that with our consciousness. We do that with our thoughts. We do that with our actions. That whatever came before, we can create new and fresh each day. Breathe. Take a breath with me. And we are supported. Yeah. I love that. And we are supported by the evolutionary process of the universe, which is ever expanding and ever growing in, through, and as, and all around each of us. This process is happening. We are growing whether we want to or not. We can't stay stationary. We can think we're staying stationary. Right now, most of us think we're stationary, yes? But truly, we're hurtling through space at 1,000 miles an hour, more or less, on a planet that's orbiting a sun, on a sun, a star that's orbiting a galaxy. None of you, none of us, is stationary. We perceive that we're stationary, relatively speaking, but we're not. We're never really standing still physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. The cool thing is that because we have consciousness, because we have choice, we get to participate in this movement. We get to participate in this evolution. We're not just little cogs in a wheel going along. We get to have choice. We get to play. Isn't that cool? You know, I remember years ago, a friend of mine said that an insurance actuarial can predict how a group of people will act in almost any given circumstance, but they cannot predict how any individual within the group will act in that same set of circumstances. Yes? Yeah. Buffy's having trouble processing that. But we are individuals. We have choice. Each new day we awaken and decide who we are and how we will live this day. A friend of mine, Robin Vintner, said, our past can always be useful to educate us as to what hasn't worked. Anybody have a past that educates us to what, you know, besides me, what hasn't worked? Okay. But those experiences don't have to label us or define us. We can choose to decide who we want to be from this minute right now. From this minute right now. And the truth is, we've already done that. You are who you are today because at some point in time, you decided to be that. Now, the question is, you know, there's that old, are you living 365 days or are you living one day 365 times? This year's 366, by the way. You know, are we living the same day or are we doing something fresh and new? You know, I did not wake up at the moment of birth and say, I want to be a minister. I want to be a minister at Center for Spiritual Living of Olympia when I get to be, you know, whatever age I am, which is about to change in a couple of days, 10 days. I didn't do that. You didn't do that. But along the way, we've made choices and choices and choices. And some of them have lifted us up and some of them have been less than lifting us up, right? They still lift us up through the education process. So we have this new day that we get every single day to play. And here's the great news. Our wonderful, well-thought-out plans for the day will change. The old, you know, make God laugh, tell her your plans. They will change, as plans always do. But if we remember who we really are, which is infinite spirit and form, infinite love, infinite wisdom, infinite power, infinite joy in form, we will bring our essence to everything, living as our best self, even in challenging circumstances. Ram Dass said, if this is the beginning of the new, perfect Aquarian age, my work is to quiet my mind, open my heart, and relieve suffering. Or, if this is Armageddon, the end of the world, my work is to quiet my mind, open my heart, and relieve suffering. We bring our essence of who we are every day. You know, so often the journey wears us down. Sometimes it wears us down, it starts to right at the very start of our lives. We have stuff that happens. Or sometimes it wears us down along the way, along the journey. And we can let those old clouds of old BS, for those of you who are new, that's belief systems, define us, convince us that we're limited, we're not good enough, all that junk, right? Or that there's no use. Or we can live in the eternal here and now, which we do anyways. We're always living in this here and now. What am I bringing to it? Eckhart Tolle compares it to walking along a path on a dark, foggy night with a flashlight. And the fog is our past and our perceived future, and the flashlight is the light of our consciousness that lights just in front of us where we are. And that's the now moment. And it's the only moment that we can step forward in. It's the only moment that we can create in. That light of consciousness illumines the path before us. Each day we are in a new here and now. And we sometimes forget about that, right? If you're like me, sometimes wake up and go, okay, it's just Monday, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Or we can sit there and wake up and take a moment before we get started and say, it's a new day. What do I want to do with today? Yes, I got some stuff that I agreed to yesterday. But what do I want to do today? And who do I want to be, more importantly, today as I'm doing this day, as I'm living this day? If we have the light of our consciousness on, it illumines our day no matter what the fog brings. And we can do well to learn from the new baby. We can prepare a room in our house, our consciousness, our home. We can connect with friends for companionship and people who are further along the path and a little wiser than us. Do you know that there's people that are wiser than you? I certainly do. We can connect with those for support and guidance. We can be aware that newness involves discomfort. Don't avoid it. It's just part of the dance. But it's so worth it in the long run. Most of us look at our kids when they grow up and say, yeah, it was a challenge, but it's so worth it. There's even moments along the journey. You know, I'm seeing a little one right here that you probably look at your little one and go, yeah, he's so worth it. And he's not always convenient. He talks in church. Oh, my God. It's so worth it in the long run, this new life that wants to be born through us. We can stay focused on the expansion of life itself, which this newness is birthing. You and I are part of this process, whether we remember it or forget it. We kind of tend to get locked up in just our little lives right here. There's a bigger vision happening. There's something greater happening, and we get to play in it. We get to be part of it. So begin each day with joy and gratitude. Again, if you're looking down at the dirt instead of up, be grateful. Be grateful. And so that's our practice this week, is to start your day with joy, with gratitude, with who am I being called to be today? So prepare for, welcome, and celebrate each brand new baby day. I want to close with a fairly long quote from the wonderful African-American theologian Howard Thurman. This is one of his probably best, most well-known things. He says, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. Despite the dullness and barrenness of the days that pass, if I search with due diligence, I can always find a deposit left by some former radiance. But I had forgotten. At the time, it was full-orbed, glorious, and resplendent. I was sure that I would never forget. How many of you can relate to that? You had a moment, and you were sure you would never forget it. In the moment of its fullness, I was sure that it would illumine my path for all the rest of my journey. I had forgotten how easy it is to forget. There was no intent to betray what seemed so sure at the time. My response was whole, clean, authentic. But little by little, there crept into my life the dust and grit of the journey. Details, lower level demands, all kinds of cross currents, nothing momentous, nothing overwhelming, nothing flagrant. Just wear and tear. If there had been some direct challenge, a clear-cut issue, I would have fought it to the end and beyond. So in the quietness of this place, surrounded by the all-pervading presence of God, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. That in fair weather or in foul, in good times or in tempests, or in snow, in the days when the darkness and the foe are nameless or familiar, I may not forget that to which my life is committed. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. We have an affirmation. Join me in this. I rise to meet the new day, filled with confidence and strength. I rise and go forth into the dawn, inspired and refreshed by the living Spirit within me. And so it is.